Welcome to our sermon series, Faith Over Fear. Today we dive into the scriptures to see how we can be empowered to live by faith.
The Bible tells us it is through the mouths of babes that God has ordained praise. And these children are telling a story of what God has done in their lives around the world. Let's give them another big hand clap for the incredible job that they've done over the last 6 months in Canada. Thank you. You know, when I look at these children, my heart is full of praise. Praise to God, because I see what God has done in their lives and the great future that he has in store for them. I think about Psalm 145. I wrote it down here. Psalm 145, verse 3 to 7. And I'm reading from the Passion Translation. This is what the psalmist said. His heart was full of praise. He said, "Lord, you are great and worthy of the highest praise. For there is no end to the discovery of the greatness that surrounds you. Generation after generation will declare more of your greatness and declare more of your glory. Your magnificent splendor and the miracles of your majesty are my constant meditation." And I tell you what, Watoto Church, these children are miracles of God's amazing grace. Verse 6, he continues to say, "Your awe-inspiring acts of power have everyone talking. I'm telling people everywhere about your excellent greatness. Our hearts bubble over as we celebrate the fame of your marvelous beauty, bringing bliss to our hearts. We shout with ecstatic joy over your breakthrough for us." When I look at these children, I really see that our God is a God of a breakthrough. Amen. He breaks through every barrier and breaks through every limitation to make sure that you and I can step into his purpose and plan for our lives. Will you give him praise and will you give him glory this morning? He's a good God. And what we're literally seeing here at Watoto Church are stories of and testimonies of God's faithfulness and of God's goodness. And you continue to see this and hear this throughout the service, because Watoto Church, God is up to something unique here at Watoto Church. God is doing something literally that he's taking around the world and he's putting his glory on display. He's saying, "Listen, when I meet a people that are willing to give themselves fully to me and the call that I have upon their lives, I will do things that no eye has seen, that no ear has heard, and what no mind can begin to imagine." This morning, I want to talk to you about the power of obedience. I want to talk to you about the power of obedience because, listen, on the other end of your obedience, on the other end of you saying yes to God, is a life that God wants to transform. And in the process, when we say yes to what God has in store for us, he changes us, he empowers us, he makes us better. But listen, he allows us to also be a blessing and to touch another life. I think about the story of Watoto Church that began with a call over 35 years ago when God spoke to Gary and Marilyn and said, "Listen, I want you to go to Kampala, Uganda. And in the heart of the city, I want you to plant a local church. It will be an English-speaking church. And if you're faithful to me in that place, I'm going to do something through that local church that will literally go around the world. And through that church, I will bring healing to the city and to the nation." It was a strange call to a difficult place, because at that time Uganda was going through civil war. There was a shifting of guards and of governments. Everyone was running away from Uganda, but because they had a call from God, they walked in obedience and took that step of faith and came to Uganda. Well, it was Easter weekend 1984 when Kampala Pentecostal Church, Watoto Church now, was planted. Watoto Church, look at what God has done. Indeed, it is marvelous in our eyes. 13 campuses, it's amazing. More than 35,000 people coming to church on a weekend, absolutely amazing. Hundreds and thousands of lives transformed by the love of Jesus. I tell you, when you walk in obedience to God, there is nothing that God cannot do. If you believe it, shout amen. So the church was planted. 8 years later, 1992, God spoke again. And listen, this is a story of Watoto Church. There's always a new chapter. And this is not unique just to Watoto Church. It is the same with your life. God is not done. There is always more that God wants to do in your life. He's writing a beautiful story every day with a new chapter. And if our hearts lean in and we press in and we choose obedience, God will always unleash something new and do something new, not just for you, but through you. Well, in 1992, God spoke to Gary. He said, Gary, I want you to look after my children. Gary struggled a bit. He said, God, I don't want to look after children. Children pee their pants. God said, listen, Gary, I didn't send you to Uganda to do what you want to do. I sent you to Uganda to do what I want to do. And I'm asking you, look after my children. Gary began to understand that God wanted Watoto Church to do something about the orphan crisis that was prevalent, not just in Uganda, but in Africa, where HIV/AIDS had hit us like a time bomb. Left many children parentless, but also due to the civil war that was happening here, lots of children ended up abandoned and hopeless. Gary understood God wanted us to look after the widow and the orphan. God took him on a journey. And one of the scriptures that's popular here at Watoto Church, because it captures the heartbeat of what we are doing to care for community. James chapter 1, verse 27, the Bible says, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. In other words, if there is anything you want to be strong about, if there is anything you want to give yourself to, it's about reaching those who are broken, those who are desperate, and those who are needy in community. And give yourself fully to God. Live a life of purity. And while doing that, reach out to those who are really needy in your community and touch them with the love of Jesus. And so we began to do that as Watoto Church, planted a few homes, reached out to a couple of children. In fact, last weekend, the very first Watoto child, Jessica Namuli, was leading service here. It's amazing what God has done. And then in 1994, God again asked Gary, I want you to send a choir around the world. We put together the Watoto Children's Choir. The first one traveled to the United States in 1994. It was incredible what God was doing. They literally had no bookings but got into the country. And they would sing, walk up to a place and just say, we can sing for you, by the way. Would you like us to sing? And the children would begin to sing and people would be like, oh my goodness, this is so awesome. And then we want to pay for your meal. Oh, well, you know what? We're actually going to give you a place to sleep. And then you know what? There's more people that need to hear this story. So can I send you to this school? Can I send you to that church? And slowly by slowly, God began to open up doors. Well, today more than 100 Watoto Children's Choirs have traveled around the world. It's absolutely amazing what God will do when you step out in obedience to God. The children's choirs travel around the world as a voice for children who cannot speak for themselves. They travel and they tell people about the need that is in Africa and how people can be a part of transforming children's lives. But they don't tell a sad story. Actually, the Watoto Children's Choir tells a glad story. They say, look at what God has done for us. And with your help together, we can help so many other children. And literally, we're seeing hundreds of people, thousands of people coming on board to be part of the story of Watoto and how we are caring for community. But God wasn't done. God wasn't done, because when you give yourself fully to God, He continues to open your eyes to see more. And He empowers you to do more. It was 2008, and Marilyn had a whisper. Marilyn is Gary's wife. She had a whisper. God spoke to her. He said, look after the vulnerable woman. She wondered, God, what do you mean? He said, look after the vulnerable woman. Well, God took her on a journey as well. And when you look at our societies in Africa, there are many broken communities with lots of problems and lots of issues. And we find that it is the women that actually bear the heavy brunt and the consequences of the brokenness of our communities. They're left by their husbands, abandoned to look after children on their own. They have to wake up early in the morning and work so hard to make sure that there's a meal on the table for their children. And so it was really difficult. She began to understand that God wanted us to actually reach the vulnerable woman. He was beginning to focus the way we were caring for community. We responded. We called the ministry Living Hope. It was about bringing hope and dignity, value and worth back to the lives of these women that are somewhere in your neighborhood and in my community, as we're living in abject poverty, every night lifting up their voice, crying out to God, why me? Why me? Does anybody care? God hears their cry and he wants us as Watoto Church to respond. The church is the hope of the world. We carry a message like no other. A message about a Savior who loves us. And God wants us to go into our communities and touch those around us with the love of Jesus, especially those who are in need. And so we began to respond three ways. Number one, we embrace the ladies. We say, you know what? Jesus loves you. The world may have turned its back on you, but Jesus still cares about you. And we care about you too. And so we make them our friends and we love them. The next thing we do is we engage with them. We have a conversation. So what is your need? Then we begin to see how we can respond to that need. The third thing we do is we empower them. We put a skill in their hands. We give them an opportunity to begin to shape the future that God has for them. While we engaged with the ladies, we realized that there's four areas. They opened up to us about four areas that they really need our help. We said, all right, what are these four areas? The way I've learned it and memorized it is I call it the two E's and the two H's. Number one, they said we need employment. So we don't have work. We can't earn an income. We struggle to support our families. Will you help us find work? We said, all right. Then they talked to us about education for their children. They said our children can't afford great education. And some of them don't even go to school. Will you help us find education for our children? You and I both know how education is important in terms of forming the individual and then placing them in community to be an influencer. I said, would you help us find education for our children? We said, all right. What else? Then they talked to us about housing. They said, you see the communities in which we live. I've had the opportunity to meet some of those communities. The situation is deplorable. They live in difficult situations, many of them in the slums around and about Kampala City. I said, will you help us find a place of dignity where we can live and raise our children? We said, all right. The last thing they spoke to us about was healthcare. They said our children are constantly falling sick because the conditions within which we live are not great. Our children are stolen in their prime. They die because of disease. But they also opened to us about their health conditions, some of them struggling with HIV/AIDS. They said, will you help us access affordable health care so that we can live long enough to see our children become the future leaders that God wants them to be? We said, all right. It is a huge vision to take on employment, education, low-cost housing, and healthcare. It's a grand vision. It is huge, but I want to encourage you, Watoto Church, with the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. He said, with man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. You know, friends, God is going to give you a dream for your life. And you're going to get scared. You're going to be worried. Fear is going to grip your heart. And you're going to say, can I do it? Can I really go after what God has in store for me? But I want to let you know you serve a great and mighty God. Your God is so big that he has not only given you a dream, he will provide for your dream. And so, Watoto Church, we have a great opportunity. This is not a great problem. It is a great opportunity for us to walk in obedience and allow God to use us to bring healing to the lives of those who are broken and desperate. We call it Watoto Neighborhood. Watoto Neighborhood is about reaching that vulnerable woman in your community, in your neighborhood, who cries out every day to God, why me? And Watoto Church, God wants you and me to respond. We don't do this work alone. God, by his grace, has allowed lots of people around the world, yes, here in Uganda and around the world, to come alongside Watoto Church as we reach those who are desperate and broken in community. Today, there is more than 42,000 people around the world that sponsor the work that we do. Will you give God thanks and give him glory? Because listen, he's not only the God of vision, he's also the God of provision. He will provide. 1,500 of those sponsors come from right here in Uganda. It's amazing what God is doing. God said, I will literally take the story of Watoto Church all around the world. And through the Watoto Children's Choirs, the story has gone all around the world. And people hear the story and say, hey, what can I do? I would like to volunteer. I'd like to give 3 months. I'd like to give 6 months. I'd like to give 2 years to come alongside you and carry the vision with you. Today, we've seen more than 18,000 people come with visiting teams and ministry teams to help us carry the vision that God has given to us. Will you celebrate him for that? He's a great God. who allows us to not carry this great vision, but he also supplies friends and partners that we need. Last year alone, the finances that were given from all around the world to help us finance this great work that we are doing, God allowed us to raise 62 billion Uganda shillings. I think we ought to give God thanks for that. And I think we really need to give him a really big hand clap, because he's done well. He's exceeded every expectation. Why do I share these numbers with you? I want to encourage you, friends. When God calls you, God will provide for you. You don't have to be afraid. There's dreams that God has placed in your heart. And the day you step out in faith, in obedience, you will be amazed at what God will do. God has been whispering to you for a long time, do this and do that and do that, and you're afraid. Listen, this is the year of faith over fear. Amen. God wants to do something through you and for you that is amazing. Let not fear hold you back. We've not been given the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. And we know that our God loves us. He has a great future for us, and his perfect love casts out any fear and helps us embrace the future that he has in store for us. There's a lady who is one of the many heroes that come alongside us to support the work we do with children. She's one among us. Her name is called Joyce Sempeo. She's one of the longest serving sponsors in Watoto Church. And I want to honor everybody here who gives of their finances monthly to sponsor a child. You are helping this child become everything God wants them to be. You are opening up a door for a beautiful future for this child. Are you here and you are one of the sponsors? Maybe you sponsor as an individual, a cell, a company, a family, a group of friends. Are you here? Just lift up your hand. You're a sponsor, or you're part of a team that sponsors a Watoto child. Come on, church, let's appreciate our friends with a big hand clap. Thank you. I want to say thank you. Your faithfulness is transforming the life of a child out there. But we're also still doing work with vulnerable women in community. And there's lots of testimonies about what God is doing. And Watoto Church, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your faithful giving. Thank you for being part of that small group that is really reaching that vulnerable woman. And we have a testimony here today. There's a lady called Joanne Nyiravita. I want to invite her to the stage. Please do come, Auntie Joanne, with your beautiful daughter, Sonita. Let's give her a big clap as she comes up to the platform to share her story. Give her a big, 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 big clap as she comes. Welcome, Auntie Joanne. Thank you, Sonita. Please do come and share your story with us of what God is doing. Joanne is one of the many ladies who have gone through our Toto neighborhood program. We've embraced her, we've engaged with her, but we've also empowered her to be an incredible influencer in our community. Will you give a big hand clap? We want to hear her story.
My name is Sonita, and I traveled on one of the Watoto Children's Choir, Choir 99, and we went to Canada, and we had lots of fun. And this is my mom.
Praise the Lord, church. My name is Nyiravita John. I joined Watoto neighborhood in 2013 when I was HIV positive. I had six children, but now I have four. I lost my first child in 2009, and let alone I lost the second child who was in senior four. Vacation, he drowned in water. During that time, I got so hurted that I got angry about God. I ran away. I started taking alcohol. I was so hurt that at that very moment, I became so drunkard and started taking alcohol to help me sleep and also forget my misery. I stopped even taking my drugs. In that loss, I lost my husband. However, because of the lessons I had learned through Watoto neighborhood, I came back to God. In Watoto neighborhood, I was encouraged and made to realize I was not the only one in the situation. I was part of discipleship class. I got a top up I invested it in the canteen which I had in Kainabiri Primary School. My business was doing well, but unfortunately, in 2017, I got ill. I got a mental problem in which I was taken back to the village. I recently turned back to Kampala, staying with my sister. I'm recovering slowly. My daughter Sonita recently traveled to Canada. She had an opportunity to see the world. Share her story and tell the love of Jesus. God has really been good to me. I give God back to him. Thank you.
Wow. Oh, let's give Jesus a big hand clap of praise. He deserves the glory. Mama John, thank you so much for sharing your story. I know it takes lots of courage, but we thank God for what he's doing in your life. Thank you for raising Sonita in the fear of the Lord. Sonita, thank you for going as an ambassador for many children all around the world. Thank you for telling people about Jesus and what Jesus is doing in your life. I know that God is going to raise you up to be a great leader in this city and this nation. And our prayer for you as Watoto Church is that God will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. God will prosper the work of your hands. And I know your best days are not behind you. Your best days are ahead of you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Let's give another big hand clap and appreciate God for what he's doing in her life. So Watoto Church, what we have is an incredible opportunity. We have an incredible opportunity to be part of touching people in our community with the love of Jesus. Let's not get stuck in our own world. God wants us to look beyond ourselves, to care for those who are needy around us. God wants us to get out of our houses and our homes and walk down the streets of our communities and find those who are hurting and say, hey, Jesus loves you and so do I. And I promise you, when you step out as an individual, when you step out as a small group, as a cell, and you go into community to touch those around you with the love of Jesus, I promise you, you have all of heaven backing you up. You have all of heaven, literally. Jesus said, whenever you do it to the least of these, you do it to me. You do it to me. You know, Paul writing to the Ephesians, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23, put it this way. The church, that is you and I, not the building, you and I, the people of God. We are Christ's body in which he speaks and acts, by which he fills everything with his presence. James, the brother of Jesus, put that same message this way. He said, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Well, show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by my deeds. It's about obedience in action. Faith in action. Stepping out and doing the work of God by touching those around us with the love of Jesus. How are we going to do this? I want to share with you real quickly three ways we're going to do this. Number one, pray. I want to invite you to pray for all the teams in our children's homes and throughout our childcare ministries and Watoto neighborhood that look after the children, that speak the purpose and the plan of God and that encourage our children and our mothers every day. I want you to pray for these teams. I'd like you to pray for the people who are currently sponsoring, that God will bless them for being generous towards his people. But let us pray for more people The Bible tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So Jesus says, come on, cry out to the Lord of the harvest for more laborers. Let's pray for more sponsors, for more partners who can come alongside us so that we can carry this great vision forward. I believe God has so much in store for us. Let us pray for the children's choirs that their ministry around the globe will be incredible, will be spirit-filled. Let us pray that as we pursue an intervention in employment, education, housing, and healthcare, that God will supply beyond our wildest expectations all the resources that are needed for us to reach those that are desperate. The second thing we need to do is give financially. I want to encourage you, Watoto Church, to consider how you can financially support the work that happens here. And I want to say thank you to everyone that's currently doing. And I want to challenge, if you're not doing, hey, will you consider, number one, sponsoring our Watoto Child? It takes 70,000 shillings a month for you to provide food, housing, healthcare, education, and spiritual nourishment for a child at Watoto. I want to encourage you, 70,000 shillings a month, make a difference in someone's life. You don't have to do it alone. Well, you might do it as an individual, but do it as a small group, as a cell. 10 of you coming together, 7,000 shillings a month, you can change the life of a Watoto child. You can sponsor baby Watoto. You can sponsor a neighborhood mother. I want to encourage you to do it. You can do it as well as an organization. Your organization can sponsor Watoto children. Your business can sponsor Watoto children. I want to encourage you to think about it. And in fact, today at the end of the service, we have tables at every exit point. We've set up lots of tables so that you don't have to take long signing up. We have lots of people ready to help you plug in. Find all the information at the tables about how you can plug in to sponsor a Watoto child, a mother, or a neighborhood mom. You will be changing someone's life. You might decide, I want to give more than the 70,000. That's okay. You can give a monthly donation. You can commit part of your finances monthly to come in just as a donation to support whatever work is being done through Watoto Child Care Ministries and Watoto Neighborhood. I also want to encourage you. In fact, in a few moments, we're going to give a love offering. We're going to say, God, we're so thankful for what is happening as we touch vulnerable children and women in our community. So we're going to take a love offering. By the grace of God, every church that the children's choir goes and does ministry in around the world, they always take a love offering to support the work that we are doing. We want to, as family members, give a love offering today. So I want to encourage you, begin to consider in your heart and set it aside. In a couple of minutes, we're going to give a love offering together. And you may say, Pastor, I didn't come ready this week. I want to encourage you that if you don't give it this weekend, you can give it next weekend. You can mark it clearly on an envelope, Watoto children, and you can give it next weekend or come during the week. There is a gift box here where you can give. That offering is going to go towards building a multi-purpose hall in Bira, one of our children's homes where we are raising future leaders. In those rooms and in those spaces, spiritual nourishment is happening, but also education is happening as we raise future leaders for Uganda. So I want to encourage you to be a part of that. The other thing you can do is buy all the merchandise at the tables. Buy, don't leave anything behind. Buy the t-shirts, buy the jewelry that is made by our Toto mothers. When you do it, you're placing finances in their hands that allow them to provide for their family. We don't want to be a church that gives handouts. We want to give a hand up. So I want to encourage you, stop by the table today. Like the one I'm wearing, the t-shirt, incredible. 40,000 shillings. Buy 10 of them and give as gifts to your family. Lastly, tell the story. Tell the story of what God is doing here at Watoto Church. We read it in Psalm 145. God has got everyone talking because of what he's doing. May we be the ones that are talking, telling people about lives that are being transformed, women that are being inspired. You just never know that as you share the story, God is going to touch someone else to be a part of transforming someone else's life. I think about the story in John chapter 4, the Samaritan woman. She met with Jesus, had her life transformed. She brought the entire town, and the entire town was saved. When we tell the story, we become a witness to what God is doing. I really believe with all of my heart that when God places a dream in your heart, when God calls you, and you step out in obedience, God will do something incredible. You will testify. I also believe it not only takes obedience to take the first step, it takes obedience to carry through every day. You might say, Pastor Brian, will I handle Can I sustain it? You know what? Take the first step, leave the rest to God. I love how the Bible says that it's not out of coercion or compulsion, but that we give freely as God leads us. Hey, God may be whispering to you today, saying, I want you to sponsor a child. I want you to sponsor a child. Hey, if that's you, man, may you respond with obedience. And when we walk in obedience, we can be guaranteed that the blessing of God is always going to be on our lives. Walking in obedience and by faith doesn't put our best days behind us. It puts our best days ahead of us. In Jesus' name, will you thank him for his word today? Give him praise in the house.
Thank you for listening. I hope this sets you up to choose well and excel in life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scripture and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com.